Radio, it's with you right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Happy Monday to you from yours truly, Nate Abarea. What a footballing weekend we had on our hands over in the UK, over in Spain, down in Mexico, and right here stateside with Major League Soccer. It was fantastic. Kudos to Major League Soccer. Where has all the entertainment been? Well, I guess they saved it up for this past weekend. Four teams scoring four goals. Fantastic rivalry matches. Great atmospheres. Good on ya, MLS. We're going to be joined in the program here in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio by ESPN's Mark Donaldson. That's right, a distinctly Scottish flavor we will have on the show here this evening. But we got to start by paying a little homage to the special one. That's right, Jose Mourinho's Chelsea side go into Arsenal, and they draw 0-0. Boring, boring Chelsea. They get the result that essentially gives them the Premier League title. It's done and dusted. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to the World Soccer Talk podcast, the world-famous World Soccer Talk podcast Premier League review show, hosted by my good pal Nick Webster and featuring Mr. Chardonnay Chugger himself, Robin Burt, Nikki Hollander, and some crazy American named Nate. Nick Webster shared the Jose Mourinho 7 rules of football, and I'll condense them right now to one statement, and that is, having the ball does not mean you are going to be successful in football. And Jose Mourinho will always sacrifice possession in order to get a result. So check out the Jose Mourinho Bible, as Nick Webster called it, by checking out the World Soccer Talk podcast. You can still find that on the World Soccer Talk podcast stream on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. And we'll talk a little bit more about the Jose Mourinho 7 rules of football as the week wears on. But just some fascinating stuff. And is it good for the Premier League? That is up for debate. One thing's for sure, the man is a winner. Mark Donaldson is with us on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcast and Network. We're talking Scottish football. Stay tuned.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from 7 different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like. Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus all of the games from those leagues that are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Are you you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a 2-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. I didn't even want to talk. I just wanted to let this run for a little while. Nate Abarrea back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Engineer Jerry getting ever so funky back aboard the mothership in San Francisco. Pleasure to have you with us, World Soccer Talk Radio, right here on Sports Byline. Tweet us at World Soccer Talk. Tweet me at NateWST with the love mail, and you know I want the hate mail as well, at NateWST and at World Soccer Talk. I promised a distinctly Scottish flavor here in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. Grant Kerr, you're welcome. That's right, we've got Ian Joy on tomorrow, back-to-back Scottish guests, and obviously this evening's guest, a fantastic Scotsman. We have Mark Donaldson. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic, and so I promised the listeners that we're really going to delve deep into the state of Scottish football. So without further ado, Mr. Donaldson, how would you describe to someone right now, this second, the state of Scottish football, both in the SPL and the national team?
I thought I was on for 45 minutes, not 45 years, because that's how long it's going to take to try and resolve the state.
We'll try to do
Scottish
1 year.
Football.
Can we do 1 year per minute?
I think there's a stark dichotomy between the national side and the domestic game. And it's kind of funny. It's kind of switched. The pendulum has kind of gone from one side to the other over the last few years. I actually think that the national side, we're getting there. Someone my age grew up with Scottish representation at World Cups every four years. The first one that we missed was 1994 in the United States, and that was the first time that in my lifetime Scotland, when I was on this earth, had not played in a World Cup. So it was very different once 2002 came along, 2006, 2010, 2014, when there was no representation for Scotland. And I tell you what, when we do get back to a major tournament, it's going to be an unbelievable feeling, because there's a lot of people who have grown up with that experience of playing in World Cups and not being successful in World Cups, but just having a ball. There's a whole new generation that have never even experienced that.
Well, Mark, you look at the Group D standings in the European qualifiers, and I know obviously not a World Cup, but a European Championships competition, definitely something to keep a close eye on and give that new generation a taste of Scotland on the biggest stage. And you look at them level on points with Germany, with Poland leading that group right now. Is that something that you think is feasible, and could that be that catapult and that exposure for this new generation of really putting that focus on Gordon Strachan's team's run to hopefully qualifying for the European Championships?
Yeah, it could be, and we're not going to have a better chance, given the fact I think there's now 24 teams that are going to be playing in France next summer. Being Scottish, there's this whole, our glass is always kind of half empty. We'll probably get a result in Ireland and then go and lose in Georgia, because that's the way that Scotland do things. That's the kind of way we've grown up and doing things as well. Our next game, massive against Ireland. It's going to be weird as well, because both Ireland and Scotland have got a number of players that ply their trade for their clubs in the English Championship. And as you know, this weekend, that's it. It's done and dusted. We'll find out who goes up, and we'll also find out which teams are going to be playing in the playoffs. Now, if either the Republic of Ireland or Scotland have players from Championship sides that aren't involved in the playoffs, it's going to be this weekend until the middle of June before they're back in action again. So that could be interesting. So I think it evens itself out simply because we're not facing a country whose league continues through till the end of May, and they're probably a little bit fresher. But I think the next game is huge. It was massive to beat the Republic of Ireland at Celtic Park. If you'd offered me a point just now, would I take it? Probably. I think we can win over there. But beware the kind of wounded animal, because Ireland, they got that late point in their last game against Poland, but they need to win. It's as simple as that. So if you offered me a point right now, I'd probably take it, but it would probably mean we'd have to go to Georgia and win, and probably have to beat Poland at home as well. It's capable and it's possible for us to do that, but we can't complain about the fact that we've got a tough group, because that's where we are in European football. We deserve to be that far down because we've not had good results over the last 10, 15 years.
Well, again, ESPN's Mark Donaldson is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio. And yours truly, my broadcasting buddy Nick Webster, Robin Bird, all the folks on the World Soccer Talk podcast, we're awfully critical of these European qualifiers. And we are not alone. Whether it's pundits, fans, a lot of people think that this whole thing drags out far too long. It's very, very tedious with these European qualifiers. However, within these European qualifiers, Group D is one of the coolest situations. You've got an amazing geographical rivalry and a historic rivalry between Poland and Germany. You've got Scotland and Ireland and all the history there. And then you've got the two G's in Georgia and Gibraltar doing their thing, trying to play spoiler. And so I'm going to ask you, as a proud Scotsman, kind of shine a little light on the footballing rivalry between Scotland and Ireland, because obviously Scottish folks and Irish folks can come together in terms of rooting against England, but when it comes to going toe-to-toe on the football pitch, what does that rivalry really mean to you, and how would you explain it to an outsider?
I wouldn't say there's much of a rivalry. When the Irish fans came to Glasgow for the game at Celtic Park, they had an absolute blast. The Scottish fans loved hanging out with them, and it'll be the same when the Scotland fans go to Dublin. We played in, I think it was called the Carling Cup, on a couple of occasions, I think 2011 it might have been, and the Scotland fans that were over in Dublin just had a blast. There's actually a history I'm not saying friendship, but back in 1987, Scotland played in Bulgaria. Scotland were already out. They hadn't qualified for Euro 88. They had nothing to play for but pride, and they went to Sofia. Actually, when Scotland played in Bulgaria, the Bulgarians needed something from the game to make sure that they qualified for Euro 88 at the expense of Ireland. And it was actually shown on Irish television. No one really bothered watching it because I think they paid a small fee to get it onto TV over there. But no one really thought that Scotland, with nothing to play for, would have any chance in Bulgaria. So it didn't have very good viewing figures. And a former Hearts player, a good friend of mine, Gary Mackay, I ended up writing his book. And that was one of our chapters because he scored the winning goal for Scotland in a 1-0 win against Bulgaria in Sofia. That meant that Ireland went through to their first major tournament, I think it was, back in 1988 at the Euros, when, of course, they beat England. And Pat Bonner, who was the Celtic goalkeeper at the time, was waiting in the middle of the night, I think it was like 3 or 4 in the morning, at Glasgow Airport with a bottle of champagne for Gary Mackay, who played for Hearts, because of his goal that sent Ireland through to Euro 88.
Well, so you gotta love the historic, you don't even want to call it a rivalry, you call it actually kind of a camaraderie, between the Irish and the Scottish, in footballing senses and in a lot of other ways, obviously historically and socially speaking. And so we'll see how that plays out, because when it comes to that match, Ireland on 8 points in fourth place, in Group D, still with realistic, qualification aspirations of their own. So cannot wait for, Scotland and Ireland, the rematch after the Scots got the best of the Irish back at Celtic Park in their last meeting. ESPN's Mark Donaldson is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We're talking a lot about the Scottish national side right now and their desire to qualify for Euro 2016 in France. And when we get back on the other side of this break, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Scottish Premier League and the situation that is Rangers, and after their relegation and all the financial troubles that saw that historic Glasgow club sent down to the lower divisions and their pathway back up to the top flight, and what the lack of Rangers in the SPL has really meant to the league. And we'll also get into more of the glory days of Scottish football and talk with Mark Donaldson about what it's going to take to bring those glory days back. Nate Aberay and Mark Donaldson back with you. World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Don't go anywhere.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from seven different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like. Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus all of the games from those leagues that are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a 2-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. fubo.tv/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
We are back, World Soccer Talk Radio on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Aberea. Tweet me at NateWST. Tweet us at World Soccer Talk and tweet at Sports Byline USA for updates on the program. A Scottish special this evening with ESPN's Mark Donaldson, and the Scottish flavor continues tomorrow on the program with BN Sports Ian Joy joining us here on World Soccer Talk Radio. We talked all about the Scottish national side in the first segment with Mr. Donaldson, and many high hopes and actually reasonable incredible high hopes for the Scottish national team and their standing right now in Group D of the Euro 2016 qualifiers and that big match against Ireland upcoming. So now time to talk about the Scottish Premiership. And I got to start on a note that it just doesn't vanish. It casts this dark shadow over the league, and that is something that goes back to 2011, 2012. And I speak, of course, Mark, of the administration, the liquidation, and the subsequent relegation. How many Asians can you have in there? But talking, of course, of Glasgow Rangers and the I don't even know what to call it, what happened to Rangers and the black eye that that kind of put on Scottish football. How do you think the league itself has recovered from it? Do you think that the league has been really hurt in a lot of ways by not having its biggest marquee matchup in the Old Firm derby in Rangers and Celtic? And do you think that Rangers coming back into the league can provide a little bit of hope for the future of the Scottish Premiership?
Well, there's two ways of looking at it. It basically depends on which half of Glasgow you're from, the green and white side or the blue and white side. Has the game missed Rangers in the top flight? Not as much as some people thought it would be. I remember there was people in high posts in Scottish football saying, oh, it's Armageddon, that's it, we're never going to cope with this. That's not been the case whatsoever. Look, Celtic will stroll to another title. I'm not sure that's the right word, because Aberdeen have put up a great fight this season, and there's been a bit more competition. But what it is basically only one team's going to win the league for every other set of supporters, whereas it used to be the case, well, it's going to be one of two teams, and it won't be ours if you were a supporter of anybody out with Celtic or Rangers. Now, I'm a Hearts fan myself, and I said to my mum and dad last summer, this is going to be a really good season, because you'll get to go to places you haven't been to, stadiums. You'll get to see goals, which Hearts didn't get last season because they finished bottom. And you're going to enjoy yourself. And the Rangers fans had that as well in their first season. They went to places they hadn't been to before. And obviously it's kind of grown old a little bit now. And this season's just taken on a kind of completely different way for Rangers and their supporters. So Celtic miss Rangers. You'll get Celtic fans saying that's nonsense. There needs to be some competition. If Celtic have competition on the domestic front, they're going to be that little bit sharper, that little bit better when it comes to European football. The whole starting the season when we do is a mistake as far as I'm concerned. That's another argument for another day. For me, we have to put our clubs in the best possible way to try and have success in European football. And for me, that's not starting a season in July when you're trying to find your game, whereas if you get a Scandinavian side who are in mid-season, then you really struggle. So there's various kind of tentacles to this story and various tangents that you can go off on. But the bottom line is, I don't think the Scottish Premier League has missed Rangers as much as some people thought they would. And the other thing is as well, Celtic Rangers in the Premier League, or the Premiership as it's known now, that's not going to get Sky TV or BT paying $100 million or $200 million a season. It's just not the case. So if it's not the case, that to me suggests that why don't we have a top flight of 16 or a top flight of 18, play less games, because it was always the case, well, we need four Old Firm games a season because that's what the TV companies want. We've not had an old firm game in the league for three seasons now.
Well, you bring up a lot of good points within that. Again, ESPN's Mark Donaldson, our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio. And speaking as a Hearts fan and speaking for supporters of, as you kind of called it, the rest of the clubs within Scotland, there's been something really interesting since Rangers has gone down that I've followed this relatively as close as I can from way out here in the States. But it seems as if Scottish football has gotten back in touch with the grassroots. and kind of almost a blessing in disguise it's been with Rangers going down as far as what the Scottish footballing hierarchy has realized and the folks that they've maybe reached out to a bit more and realized the potential backlash of financial greed and looking at what happened to Rangers on a financial level. What are your thoughts on that idea that Scottish football has actually done good in terms of getting back in touch with the smaller towns within the country, within the smaller clubs, within the divisions?
I would agree with that. I don't think the Scottish Premier League or SPFL, the Scottish Professional Football League or the Scottish FA should get any of the credit for this, because over the last month they've had competitions to outdo each other when it comes to ineptitude and some of the decisions that they have made. I think it's down to the fact that we don't have that much money coming in from TV deals, so therefore you've got to rear your own, you've got to grow your own, and a number of clubs, unfortunately through mismanagement financially, including my team Hearts, have ended up either going into administration or really struggling. You don't have the money to go out and spend to get players in, so you have to grow your own. Now, last season was a tough season for Hearts because they got relegated from the top flight. Again, deservedly so. They got their points penalty for basically financially cheating and spending money they didn't have. I'll take the punishment. I'll admit the mistake. But these guys that played last season, I say guys, they're all teenagers or were teenagers, they got 40 games experience they would never have had normally. And this season, they've run away with the Scottish Championship, which also includes Rangers and Hibernian. And I defy you to find a Rangers fan that thinks they have done everything right on their march up from the third tier to the kind of top tier, or the fourth tier to the top tier. They had the opportunity to grow organically. They didn't. They spent more money than they should have done on players that were looking for a set amount and were offered even more than that, guys, experienced guys, that they didn't need to get them through the second League 2, League 1, into the Championship, and now they might get into the Premier League or the Premiership this season, or they might not. They didn't have to do that. Hearts, through a bit of fortune, because they didn't really have a choice, had to go down that road, and now these kids have got all the experience. Rangers have got a number of decent young players. They beat Hearts in the SFA Youth Cup final last year, but their kids didn't get the chance to showcase their own abilities, whereas the Hearts players did. And it takes me back to many years ago when a young lad called James McFadden was fast-tracked through the Motherwell system because they went into administration. They didn't have any money for new players because they overspent on guys like Jed Brannan and Andy Gorham was there, and Pat Nevin and all these guys. So they didn't have any money. So they gave guys like James McFadden the opportunity. And as a result, he was 2 years probably ahead of where he would have been had they not have gone into administration. So there are many people that have negative things to say about Scottish football, but sometimes you just got to look and say, you know what? The national team could be the big beneficiaries of what's happened. And then you kind of correlate that with down in England. What's the percentage of English players that start in the Premiership or the Premier League every week? It's something like 32%. That's not the case in Scotland. And I think ultimately that will benefit the Scottish national side, and it will be a hindrance to the English national side.
Yeah. And ESPN's Mark Donaldson is our guest. We're talking about the Scottish Premiership and the state of Scottish football. And we've got under 2 minutes left here in this segment, Mark. And so I kind of ask you this real quickly. We got to keep this relatively brief here. But you're someone who works for ESPN. You're based here in America. And so many different points that you just made about the state of Scottish football and some of the mistakes that have been made, some of the good that has come from these blessings in disguise, I can't help but keep thinking about the state of soccer here in America, and whether it's promotion and relegation arguments, whether it's the approach of being more grassroots. How would you relate some of the things that you just said to the advancement and improvement of soccer here in America? And again, under 2 minutes left here in the segment.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a big correlation between the two. I remember a couple of American lads had to go to Sweden because they were offered $250,000 a year, whereas if they'd stayed in this country, they would have had to go into college. What do you do? Well, you go where the money is, because that's just human nature. to do that. My one thing about this country, I see so many young kids playing football or soccer, and then they get to 13, 14, and then there's other things for them to do. If they were to continue playing soccer, this country, I'm not saying it would be unbeatable, but it wouldn't. Basically, a game against Belgium in a round of 16 at the World Cup and losing that would be a disappointment. If you had the kids that could continue to play throughout, despite the interests of kind of football, baseball, and basketball, then you'd have some teams. So there's certainly plenty correlations between the two.
Again, Mark Donaldson of ESPN is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tweet us your take on this conversation at NateWST and at World Soccer Talk. The Scottish flavor will continue on the other side of this break and in tomorrow's show, where we'll be joined by Ian Joy. And so really, really interested to get everybody's take on the state of Scottish football right now, and a lot of people behind Gordon Strachan's led national side and their efforts to qualify for Euro 2016 in France. Big match against Ireland upcoming, and that group with Germany and Poland also within, some would like to call it, the group of death in the Euro 2016 qualifiers. Can Scotland survive? I sure hope so. Nate Abarea and Mark Donaldson back with you on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcast and Network. We're talking iconic Scottish heroes on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Why does businessman Bob Kaufman stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only La Quinta sends Bob a ready-for-you alert the second his room is ready. And when Bob knows exactly when he can check in and refresh before a monster of a meeting, do you know what he does?
And it just comes down to digital flexibility. In conclusion, Cannonball!
Woo! He makes a big splash! La Quinta is ready for you, so you'll be ready for business. The ready-for-you alert only at LQ.com.
Yeah. World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tweet us at World Soccer Talk and tweet me, yours truly, Nate Abarea, at Nate WST. And I would like to remind you to sign up for your free 14-day trial to Fubo.tv/radio. That's right. Go to Fubo.tv/radio. Free 14-day trial. And if you get it today, guess what you get tomorrow, Tuesday? You get Barcelona Getafe. On Wednesday, you get Real Madrid and Almeria. That's right. So you got the two titans of Spanish football free of charge on your laptop and all the other fantastic ways that you can watch Fubo TV. So go to Fubo.tv/radio. Free 14-day trial. You get Barcelona on Tuesday. You get Real Madrid Wednesday. And then the dominoes just keep on falling. Enjoy yourself with Fubo TV. It is fantastic. Fubo.tv/radio. Let them know that World Soccer Talk sent you. We are here with Mark Donaldson of ESPN. It has been a distinctly Scottish-flavored show, and we'll have another one tomorrow with Ian Joy on the program here on Sports Byline World Soccer Talk Radio. We talked about the state of Scottish football in a historical perspective, talked about Rangers, talked about Celtic, talked about Mark Donaldson's beloved Hearts and some of the other clubs within Scottish football that are trying to bring back the glory days. And within the glory days, Mr. Donaldson, there's personalities. And this goes for glory days of art, of theater, of cinema, of football. There's personalities within any glory. And obviously, you know, Kenny Dalglish comes to mind as such a great Scottish footballer and personality. But there were so many others over the years. And so I got to ask you, when you think of personalities within Scottish football, who are the first ones to come to mind for you, some of your favorites?
Well, when I was growing up, I caught the kind of tail end of the Scottish Revolution in English football, when there was hardly any of the top teams in England without Scottish representation. I mean, you mentioned Kenny Dalglish. I mean, he's still one of the greatest that we've produced. It's very difficult to kind of look back and say, well, he was definitely the best, because you have to have seen various eras, and that's not always easy, depending on the age that you are. Someone who passed, unfortunately, recently, Hearts and Tottenham and Scotland legend Dave Mackay. So that if you were around in the 50s and 60s and 70s, you would have seen guys like Dave Mackay, and then the 70s and 80s, you would have seen Kenny Dalglish. So it's a generational thing. So for me, I caught the tail end of the kind of Scots of the 70s and 80s, and Kenny Dalglish was always someone that I used to enjoy watching on television before my mum and dad took me to my first football game.
Absolutely. Again, Mark Donaldson is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio, and this segues perfectly. We talk about the personalities. Well, I'm going to ask you about a few famous Scottish personalities, football and otherwise. And Mark Donaldson, hold nothing back here, as long as we can keep the language in order. Obviously, we try to keep it a family show when possible. But I'm going to give you a few names here, and I want you to share a story or just your first thoughts, the first few things that come to your mind when you hear these names. And the first one, we have to start with one of the greatest managers in, quite frankly, football history. And that is someone that got his start and became a great manager in Scotland. And I speak, of course, of Sir Alex Ferguson. You probably knew him before he was knighted. What do you think of when you hear of the name Sir Alex Ferguson, Mark?
I think of spending a day with him for a Sky Sports news feature in the United Kingdom a few years ago. And he went back to his old school, and he basically spent the day in Govan. You always have to try and get an in with Sir Alex. You'll never get close to him unless you've been with him for 10, 15 years and you were one of his players. Thankfully, my uncle used to play for Dundee, among other clubs. He was a goalkeeper in Scotland, and he played with Sir Alex at Falkirk. So there was my inn, and I said to him, and he goes, oh, yeah, and he was telling me about how my uncle would keep them out at one end and he'd score them at the other end. So that's what I think of with him. I also think of him and his Aberdeen side beating Hearts in the Scottish Cup final I think about him winning the Cup Winners' Cup against Real Madrid, and then being one game away from the sack, that FA Cup tie, when Mark Robins scored against Norwich. It might all have been so different. Nowadays, he would have been sacked way before that FA Cup tie, but back then, Martin Edwards and the guys at United gave him that little bit longer, and yeah, he kind of did all right.
I'd say Sir Alex Ferguson. He managed to knit out a nice little career in his own right. Yeah, congrats. There you go. All right, I gotta ask about the man who tops the list for many people as of the all time great Scotsman. When you hear the name Sean Connery, what do you think?
Again, purely from a personal perspective, I did a feature at one of his former clubs, Bonnerig Rose in Scotland. He used to be a milk boy. He used to take the kind of milk around the town, and in his spare time he'd play football for Bonnerig Rose, which is a small junior club on the outskirts of Edinburgh, not too far from my hometown of Pennycook. So that's what I would say about Sean Connery. Again, we'll keep it on a football theme. But I remember speaking to the club historian at Bonnerig, and he was telling me, he said, he wasn't very good, but he says he was pretty famous after that.
I just want to let you know right now, Mark, I'm really trying to hold it together because the image of Sean Connery as a milkman or a milk boy is one of the funniest things that I have heard. I know it's early in the week, but I'm just going to say one of the funniest things I've heard this week. Again, Mark Donaldson of ESPN is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio. We're talking all about Scottish football and the beautiful land that is Scotland. All right, got to ask about a man who worked at ESPN for a number of years and is now really getting back in touch with his Scottish roots over the last couple of years. And this is a close personal friend of mine, and I'm sure someone who you've worked with. This man was a mentor to me growing up and really showed me the ropes of not only broadcasting, but really mentored me as a soccer writer. And I speak, of course, of Derek Ray. That's right, Mr. Aberdeen. What do you think of Derek Ray? You got any Derek Ray stories?
Yeah, I'm in this country because of Derek Ray. I met him. He came over to do a piece on Hearts when Vladimir Romanov was taking over and was involved in the club. And I'd written a book called Believe about why Romanov got rid of George Burley because he was top of the league. But basically the manager was getting all the credit and the owner wasn't getting any. So he sacked him. So Derek and the press pass, the old press pass gang, came over. And I was one of the people they interviewed. I used to grow up listening to Derek on BBC Radio Scotland. So he was a very familiar voice. That was the first time I'd met him. And we kept in touch, and I met him in Boston in 2009. And he said, look, just between you and I might be heading over to live and work for ESPN in the UK, so there might be a position available. Would you be interested? I said, of course. This is something I've always wanted to do. So we kept in touch, and I ended up getting an interview with ESPN the day after I proposed to my now wife in Central Park. Went up. 4 months later or whatever, I ended up getting the job. And Derek, who spent a year flying over to Scotland to do Scottish Premier League games for ESPN, he would fly over on a Thursday and come back on a Monday. He did this for a year, then thought, this is ridiculous, it's crazy, I'm going to die. So he went over to the UK and I came over here. So it was not a job swap, but if it wasn't for Derek, I wouldn't be here.
And I gotta say that, if it wasn't for Derek Ray, I personally would not have had the inspiration to move forward. And there was actually, I gotta share this story real quick. It was 2009, as a matter of fact. It was the summer of 2009, and I had a 2.5 hour phone conversation, with Derek Ray. I'd just gotten in a horrendous car accident, and I was fed up with so many different things soccer-wise. Here in America, and I told Derek, I said, "That's it. I'm moving to England. I'm moving in with some friends in Liverpool. I'm moving to England. I'm dropping everything. I'm dropping out of college, and I'm moving to England." And I'll never forget what Derek said to me. He said, "Nate, you might not want to throw the baby out with the bathwater quite yet. If you told me, Nate, in 1994 that we'd be where we're at right now with soccer in this country, I'd have laughed at you. But here we are. You might want to give it a little time, and before you think that you're going to waltz on into England and that all the English folks are just going to accept this Yank talking about about their football, you might want to keep a little focus on your homeland and try to see what you can accomplish here in America, be it California, be it the Southwest, be it the East Coast. And so definitely yours truly, as well as our guest Mark Donaldson, nothing but love from both of us to Mr. Derek Ray, an inspiration to so many. We love you. Can't wait to talk to you again soon, Mr. Ray. All right. A very controversial figure in the history of Scottish football, but this was really, for me growing up in the 90s, was my favorite Scottish footballer. And you might laugh at me when I tell you who this is. I'm sure you're already getting an idea. I'm talking of the Dunk. I'm talking of Duncan Ferguson, and someone who had such an allegiance to Merseyside with his time with Everton. When you hear the name Duncan Ferguson, what comes to mind, Mark Donaldson?
The first thing that came to my mind right then when you mentioned his name was seeing his reaction yesterday to John Stones' goal for Everton. The camera panned to Roberto Martinez on the bench, and there was Duncan behind him. And I just thought Duncan was thinking to himself, that's my boy. That's the kind of goal that he used to score when he was at Rangers and Dundee United and Everton in Scotland. So that certainly comes to mind. Other things briefly would be the ridiculous decision by the SFA to basically, they didn't decide to jail him, but they didn't stop criminal proceedings against him when he was at Rangers and headbutted Jock McStay, I think it was, of Raith Rovers. There was that. A friend of mine, Alan Preston, used to room with him when they were both kids at Dundee United, and he said even back then he had this thing for pigeons, and he was a bit of a loner at times and would rather spend time with pigeons than human beings. And then another friend of mine, Alan Patullo, who's written a wonderful book, and if you get the chance, you can download it on your Kindles on Amazon.com. It's called In Search of Duncan Ferguson, and it's an entire book about Duncan Ferguson without one word being uttered by Duncan Ferguson himself.
Well, absolutely incredible, and I love the story that you share about the pigeons, because Duncan definitely had a bit of a hot streak, a bit of a temper, and that got him in quite a bit of trouble on and off the pitch in his years as a footballer. But another athlete historically that shared a love for pigeons was one Mike Tyson, actually. So yeah. An interesting connection there psychologically in these quote-unquote hot-headed individuals and the peace and harmony that they found by interacting with pigeons. It is quite fascinating.
The other thing is, as well, you wouldn't want to break into either of their homes. Just ask the burglars that broke into Duncan Ferguson's home, and he was waiting for them, and let's just say they didn't do that again.
All right, last one here, Mark Donaldson, here in our Scottish name association, here with ESPN's Mark Donaldson. When you hear the name Gordon Strachan, and unfortunately we've got less than a minute here, so we got to keep this brief, but when you hear the name Gordon Strachan, what goes through your mind?
The coach, the Scotland coach that will guide Scotland to France next year, and also an absolute menace and a pest when it came to interviewing them. I'm pretty good, I would like to think, at interviews when I had to way back when I was working in radio and TV back in the UK. I used to dread if I got the call, right, you're going to interview Gordon Strachan tomorrow. Again, thankfully, he played a lot longer with my uncle when they were both at Dundee, so I was able to use that as an in. But see, if I asked a stupid question, which I did quite often, he'd come straight down on you. It's like the guy that said, quick word, Gordon. He said, velocity.
Velocity. You stole my thunder. I was just going to share that story from his time at Southampton. One of my all-time favorite managerial quotes of all time. You got time for a quick word? Yes, velocity. You got to love it. And may Gordon Strachan be the man that leads Scotland to the European Championships. And who knows, from there, maybe even the 2018 World Cup in Russia. Mark Donaldson, it has been an absolute treat having you on, sir. And hopefully we can do this again soon.
All the best. Good to speak to you, Nate. Thank you.
Again, that was ESPN's Mark Donaldson here in this Scottish spectacular World Soccer Talk Radio Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We're taking this train home on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
World Soccer Talk Radio back with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Another huge thank you out to ESPN's Mark Donaldson for delving deep into the state of Scottish football and taking a few trips down memory lane, talking about the likes of Sir Alex Ferguson, Sean Connery, Derek Ray, Duncan Ferguson, Gordon Strachan. Could have gone on with a whole nother list there of famous Scottish footballing and artistic figures over the years. Just some great, great stories from Mark Donaldson. I think the one that has to take the cake is providing us with the image of Sean Connery as a milk boy slash youth footballer. You have got to love that. If that does not bring a smile to your face, please check your pulse. Sean Connery as a milk boy in Scotland. Mark Donaldson, fantastic guest. You're on World Soccer Talk Radio. And we will be joined by another proud Scotsman tomorrow. That's right, Ian Joy of BN Sports and New York City FC. That's right, the Yankee Stadium Galacticos. NYCFC. I just made that up off the top of my head. Please don't let that go too far. They do play at a baseball stadium. People do like to give them a little bit of grief, but they are proving that they are a lot more than a team owned by Manchester City playing at an American baseball stadium. No, they've got a whole lot more to offer. And in all seriousness, I want to hear about it. A lot of you want to hear about what's going on at NYCFC. It's going to be a fascinating discussion with Ian Joy in tomorrow's show. We're going to talk about that club, talk a little bit about Major League Soccer, and definitely talk a little bit more about these subjects that we touched on today with Mark Donaldson, the state of the Scottish Premiership, the hopeful return of Rangers to the top flight, what Celtic is up to these days, and Gordon Strachan's boys, the national side, can Scotland qualify for Euro 2016 in France? We shall see. They've got my backing. My name is Nate Abarea, your American-Scottish connection here on World Soccer Talk Radio. And we'll keep this thing going tomorrow, the Scottish flavor, right here on World Soccer Talk Radio with Ian Joy. Until then, take care. Cheers.